This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Jonathan Allen from the Washington Commanders. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. What's up, Jonathan? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. You're coming off a really good performance against the Browns. You held them to 13 points for your fourth straight win. Take us through the game. When did you guys know that you were just like, you know what?
We're out of the tunnel.
We're just dominating this team.
Cleveland sucks.
We're not going to let them do anything offensively today. This is pretty much a lockdown performance by the defense.
You know, the thing that's so awesome is when you listen to Coach Quinn speak, he always talks about brotherhood and playing together, right? Things that a lot of people overlook. But when you play a certain way, a lot of teams won't be able to last playing against that for a long time. So the way you see guys run into the ball, the way you see OZ run 56 yards and recover the fumble that Austin Eckler fumbled. Just the way we play, a lot of teams won't be able to handle that. And it's so exciting being a part of it. So, you know, going to the game, we were confident. Obviously, you can never be complacent in this league. Every team has good players. But I like the way we practice. I like the way we play. And you know, I like the energy we bring week in and week out. So we were excited going in.
Well, one of those guys that always brings energy is Frankie Louvu. And he just had a monster game. 2.5 sacks, 2 tackles for loss, led the team in tackles. He had 3 quarterback hits. I mean, he was just like a man possessed out there. Talk about what he brings on the field. And I also seen, you know, like a lot of the fans have seen him doing the haka dance inside the locker room, getting all everybody fired up. Just tell about everything he brings to the team.
I mean, I think the crazy thing is you got to see what he brings to just the amount of energy he plays with. The enthusiasm, I mean, it's exciting when you have a guy who can spread energy across the offense, defense, and special teams like that. And I think you see that being played out. I mean, every time our special teams takes the field, it's exciting. Every time offense makes a great play, he's one of the first guys up. So I don't think a better guy could have had a better game.
So I'm a little confused, I'll be honest with you. Because after the first few weeks, I just said, man, this defense has let me down again. I honestly don't believe in you guys. And the last 2 weeks, you're just making me look like an idiot. You guys are, I mean, pressuring. You're kind of doing everything. What's been the difference, and is this the real deal?
You know, the difference between having success and not is razor thin in this league. So even though we weren't having the success that we wanted, the first couple of weeks, we were doing the little things right, and we just had to carry that over to the game. But it also goes the same way. You know, we're having a lot of success these last 2 weeks, but that's not a time for us to be like, all right, now we're good. No, every week, when this dude, you have to work on the little things week in and week out. And I think the true character of a team is revealed when you see how they respond after playing well. I think anybody can respond after playing badly because you have a bad taste in your mouth. But when you're playing well and people are telling you how good you're playing and how good you look, that's when you find out about a real team, because it's easy to not do the little things. You get complacent. So I think that's very exciting to see how the team responds week in and week out, regardless of how we played the week before.
All right, explain it to me, because I know nothing about defense. How do you slow down Henry? And then if you do, then Lamar beats you. It seems like a deadly 1-2 combo.
Well, two things. If your offense puts up points, kind of takes it doesn't allow them to just run the ball day in, day out. But really, it's going to come down to a battle of the line of scrimmage. We just have to win the line of scrimmage. And I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to that opportunity come Sunday.
Mm-hmm. You played them in 2020. That's the last time you played them, lost 31-17. What do you remember about that game?
The elusiveness of Lamar Jackson. I mean, the thing that's tough is you can dominate the line of scrimmage. You can pressure him, but you still got to get him to the ground. And he's a playmaker, so we're never going to have our hands full, but we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, Lamar had a 50-yard touchdown run in that one.
Yeah, he had a good game, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you got a very similar player on your side of the ball in Jaden.
I mean, again, it's going to be a very exciting game. I think this is a good opportunity to see where we're at as a team, as a franchise. And, games like this haven't been around too often for this organization. So we're excited to put in the work. We're excited to go out there and put a good product on the field. And I'm looking forward to this game.
So offensively, like, we had an idea that Jaden was special just from, and he's outperformed any of our expectations. But I don't think anybody imagined that we'd be scoring 31 points a game, you know, leading the NFL through 5 weeks. Besides Jaden, is there anybody that's kind of even surprised you a little bit, even though you're there every week? Like maybe Luke McCaffrey or something? Like, he's really making some big plays. Not a lot, but he's making a big play or two sort of every game. Noah Brown's come in and made some plays. Like, Eckler is showing that he's still got a lot of life. Like, who's kind of maybe impressed you or surprised you?
Kind of like you were just saying, it's really hard to choose one person and say he's been the guy who's been the most surprising, because 1 week it is McCaffrey, 1 week it is Austin Eckler, 1 week it's OZ or Noah Brown. So I would just say the intensity in which our offense plays with is exciting. Like, you see guys flying down the field, dying to get a block. You see guys trying to do everything to make sure they can get the block to get their guy open. Or just the effort and the energy that the offense plays with has been exciting. And I really don't think I can choose one person because, like you said, every week is always somebody new.
The O-line, too. I mean, the O-line has shocked us.
Yeah. I mean, when people always ask, what's the hardest offensive line I go against? Or who's the best offensive line player I've went against? It's hard for me to say because you can have a really good offensive line as far as players individually, but it's about how they play together. And I think in the NFL, there's so much that goes into having success. You got to have a quarterback. You've got to have an offensive line who plays together and knows how to play well with one another. You got to have a scheme that's built around the quarterback that allows them to be successful. And you have to have coaches that put your players in the position. So there's so much that goes into it. But when you look at the offensive line, man, they're just in sync. They're in tune. They're physical. I mean, it's exciting to watch.
Joined by Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. I want to go back to the game against Cleveland for just a second. From looking at your timelines between you and Deshaun Watson, I think you've faced him at least once before in your career, earlier in your career. Talk about how he looked then as opposed to how he looked this past weekend at Northwest Stadium. What's the difference there?
If I'm being honest, he looks like a player who has stuff going on above the shoulders. You know what I mean? There's definitely a confidence thing that's been going on. And, you know, I always tell people this. It doesn't matter how great of a player you are. If you don't have confidence, you're not a good player. So I would say that's just the biggest difference. I mean, I think physically, obviously he's probably not as athletic as he was 6-7 years ago, however long it was. But he's still, I mean, I still think he has that potential. But I don't know. Football is a weird game, man. If mentally you're not good up top, like, you're going to be weird. You're not going to be confident. You're not going to be playing free. You're going to be thinking. You're going to be reacting slower. So I would probably say that's probably the biggest difference for him right now.
You've had some bad luck just with your pro team because in college you never lost, right? And that was a great feeling for you as a player. But then you get to Washington and everything kind of drops down considerably. Are you surprised you guys are 4-1?
Am I surprised? No, I'm not surprised. I'm excited. I'm happy. Not complacent. But surprised? No, because I feel like if you were to say we're surprised, that means I didn't believe that we could do this. Mm-hmm. And I knew we could do this. We just had to go out there and execute. But again, it's still early in the season. You know, I know the D.C. fans have waited so long for this. But my job as a player is to make sure I remain humble, I remain focused, and I focus on the little things. And I let you guys go out there and just have all the fun and, you know, be excited for what we've done so far. But it's only so far. I mean, we still have so much football left to be played, and I'm looking forward to continue to do the little things that are going to help us be successful moving forward.
You should have heard that one of the fans who just called us last segment. He said, I don't think we're going to lose again. I mean,
again, like the fans of this team, they deserve it. They deserve it, and I don't want to hear any of the fans say anything to us. Enjoy it. They've been through a lot. Let the players focus on what we got to do, and we'll remain humble. Let the fans go out there and have their fun.
How is your body right now through five games?
Probably one of the best it's ever felt. I mean, when you look at how much the offense controls the football and the reps that we're playing defensively and the rotation that we're having, I mean, I'm just not playing the same numbers that I've ever had to in the past, so I feel really good.
You're fresh.
It's right. Nice. It definitely seems like even –
and you got good depth, too, at that position.
It seems exactly. Like your snap counts are down a little bit, and that's good. You're happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things that we talked about when this new coach staff came in. It was, listen, like, you're playing too much. And I'm like, I agree. I am playing too much. So we were both on the same page about that, and I have no problem with my numbers being down.
Right, right.
Talking to Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen from the 4-1 Washington Commanders. All right, I'll bring up a sore subject. You never lost to Vandy, did you?
No. And here's what I always say about this. Any player is going to get up when you play against Georgia. But from a coach's perspective, you have to make sure your team does not overlook teams like Vanderbilt. And I think that's what make coaches like Coach Saban, Urban Myers, Kirby Smart, that's what makes them elite. You don't see the dip off against those, I don't want to say lesser teams because mm-hmm. they beat us, but you don't see the fluctuation week to week, you know, with Coach Saban. I mean, because he's always going to have us ready, have us prepared. And I like Caleb DeBoer, so it was unfortunate to see. But, I mean, as players, man, if anything, go into those games thinking it's a stat game or something. But it's just, in college, one loss, man, especially to an in the division now, like, that's brutal. That's brutal.
Time now for the Pizza Bowlies question of the week. Pizza Bowlies offering wings, subs, and more. Pizza Bowlies delivers more taste. Download the Pizza Bowlies app for easy ordering. Can you rank the top three most elusive quarterbacks currently in the NFL?
At number three, I would put Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
I know people, they're like, man, how do we miss all these sacks against Baker Mayfield week one? But if you watch him this year, he is making defensive linemen look silly. Like, week in and week out, he is making guys miss. And he's a tough guy to get down. After that, I would probably say Kyler Murray. But it just depends. Like, sometimes Kyler Murray doesn't want to run. Mm-hmm. So if he's in that mode, then no. But if he's determined to keep the ball alive and run and scramble, it's going to be a long day for you.
He didn't look like he wanted to run against you guys.
No, clearly.
Yeah. And then I would probably say Lamar Jackson won. Obviously, I'm not putting Jaden Daniels on it because he's on our team, but the quarterbacks that we could face, mm-hmm. Baker, Kyler, and then definitely Lamar Jackson at one.
Hey, I can't remember what quarter it was, but when Deshaun was pushed out of bounds, it was kind of early in that game, and I think Sanders still actually pushed him out of bounds. And then there was like a little dust-up over there, and you got into it. A bunch of guys got into it. What was being said? And did Deshaun kind of look lost to you? Because he looked lost to me.
There was so much chaos and screaming. I have no idea. I couldn't hear. I couldn't make out any words.
Were you just trying to get Mike out of there?
I was just trying to go in there and make sure I wasn't the only one supporting my guys. All right. You know, we're a brotherhood, and we got to support one another. We got to fight for one another. And I wasn't going to be the only one not in there trying to help my guys out. So
But like going back to that play, like Sanders still hit him when he had both feet inbounds.
Oh, it was a clean hit.
It was a clean hit, and then Watson, I guess, took offense to it and shoved Sanders still.
Right.
And then Sanders still, I give him credit, where he just backed off, put his hands up. It's like, I'm not going to draw a flag here, because a lot of times guys that respond to the initial push or taunt are the guys that get flagged. So that was some good restraint from the rookie.
But you
there,
guys
Jonathan.
Had to get over there and protect him,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like I always say, when it rains, of course, when things are going bad, you're frustrated, you're getting beat down in the media all day, it's frustrating. And that's all that was. You just saw frustrations boil over. Their offense wasn't having success. I mean, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. I mean, you deal with a lot as an NFL quarterback.
Man, he looked lost, too, man, I thought.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what did your Sunday look like after you guys got the win at home?
After we got the win, well, I took the long 2.5-hour drive back home.
How long?
Just, 2.5 hours?
It was so bad. I mean, but it was long. And I just hung out, watched some TV with the wife, got some candy, watched some sports, watched that terrible Dallas and Steelers game. Oh, man.
Mm. Hey, you know,
do you guys have food in the locker room, or do you go eat at home?
No, they usually have food for us in the locker room, but I don't know. I've just never been able to be. I'm not a big eater after games.
Gotcha.
Hey, so you're the driver, right, for 2.5 hours?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a killer. What are you listening to?
Start off with some gospel, and then we went to country, and then afterwards we just, I don't know, made some calls. To be honest, I have no idea what we were listening to. I was just completely zoned out at that point.
Hey, we didn't mention that you and Daron Payne did the rock, paper, scissors bit to stay in the game. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you go against a quarterback who can move like Deshaun Watson, you definitely want to get more speed out there. So this game we went with a package that only had one D-tackle out there. And, I mean, look, we're both competitive. We wanted to stay out there. And, you know, it is what it is. You got it.
Hey, when you're driving home, I know you probably got tinted windows, but does anybody know your car? Do they recognize your car and want to talk to you?
I have my windows tinted, but most people usually take photos and pictures and stuff like that, but it's not too bad.
Right. 2.5 hours is brutal.
Yeah,
that's rough. Just wait longer. Why wouldn't you just wait? I guess you don't want to wait, but...
Yeah. You want to get out of there.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get out of
Northwest Stadium.
His workday's done.
I don't know. Find something to do there.
All right, Jonathan, we appreciate the time as always. Best of luck against Baltimore, and hopefully we're talking about another win next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course.
All right, thanks, buddy.
That's Jonathan Allen, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com. EBsEntertainment.com for more information. We'll do EB's entertainment page next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.